This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Sarah Ford and we're going to be talking about how to create a successful business. Sarah, how are you doing?
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate you asking me to be on.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I've got my Bachelor's of Science in Nutrition and Wellness Studies from Texas Tech, and I've been in the weight loss industry for roughly about 17, 18 years. What brought me into wanting to be in the weight loss industry and helping others get healthy and lose their weight is because of my personal journey and my personal story. I've lost 45 pounds myself, and I realized how much my weight affected every area of my life. So I decided to get my degree, and I'm also a certified health coach so that I can help others. I co-founded Slim Generation about 5.5 years ago and have been enjoying helping people actually using science and their lifestyle to really custom build weight loss solutions.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about your business, specifically, you know, how you started and how you got it to where it is today.
Sure, absolutely. So we started Slim Generation based on just analyzing the weight loss industry. And what the co-founder and I realized is anything out there was a one-size-fits-all plan or a temporary plan, like a magic pill or a magic shake. And so we decided we wanted to create something that really can be based on science, based on people's lifestyle, based on them, and really customizing a weight loss solution. So we actually just sat at the kitchen table one morning and really drew out our entire business plan, what we saw it to be, who we needed on our team, did a lot of praying, actually, you know, obviously brought God into the picture, and created Slim Generation. And what we do is we test using 5 different tests. We actually test people both internally to know what sort of out of balances there could be, like inflammation, adrenal fatigue, thyroid issues, serotonin issues, and then some other testing. And then we pair that with a DNA test that tells me exactly how somebody is supposed to eat from a macronutrient standpoint, meaning how much carbs, proteins, and fats they need. Yeah. And then we completely build that around their lifestyle, what foods they like to eat from grocery store, restaurants, who they are, do they cook, do they not cook, are they married, kids, no kids, and everything is custom built around them.
Wow.
It's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So I obviously know a little bit about you. You have multiple locations. So in my opinion, having multiple locations and multiple employees, I think you're very successful. So what kind of advice could you give to other people starting their business on how they can expand and how they could be successful?
Absolutely. So my number one piece of advice is expand slowly. Because I know in our industry, in a lot of industries, the right people is what you need to be successful.
Right.
And so we expanded slowly. We ensure we have the right people on our team. We've got all certified health coaches. So we always hire slow and fire fast.
Right.
And just expand slowly. Don't overgrow yourself. Don't go too fast, because oftentimes that leads to disaster.
Right. So what do you look in, like, what kind of attributes do you look for when you're hiring or interviewing someone to see if you want to hire them?
Definitely personality.
Okay.
I mean, we can teach all of what we do here at Slim Generation. So yes, they have to be somewhat smart to be able to learn what we do, because it's a lot different than your typical weight loss program, but it's all about personality. It's about being upbeat and fun and motivating, because they've got to motivate clients all day long.
Right.
So they have to be coachable, trainable. They do have to have some knowledge on coaching and the weight loss industry and working with people. But it's all about personality, and it's all about being positive and motivating and coachable.
Yeah. So you and your husband do this together, right?
We do.
Okay.
We
so tell me about the balance between, you know, y'all's relationship as a married couple at home and y'all's relationship, you know, as coworkers or, you know, partners.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, we're definitely best friends. And I think that's super important, just that mutual respect for each other, being best friends, holding each other accountable. But I think the beauty of our relationship is that he's got really great back-end talent. So he is a great researcher, works with our legal team and our accountants and our medical board. And I'm really great at the front end. I love to train and teach and coach and manage and meet with clients. And so it kind of makes a perfect puzzle, if you will, because he's so great at back end, I'm so great at front end, and we just respect each other's talents, and then we bring it together. And we operate like that at the house as well. So it kind of carries over into the household also. And not to say we don't have our, you know, our tiffs or our, you know, he gets on my nerves occasionally, and I'm sure I get on his nerves, but at the end of the day, we're best friends, and I think that's super important.
That's cool. So back to your business, Slim Generation, tell us why that's unique and why someone would rather go to your company other than, you know, other companies out there that may be your competitors. Why would they go to you? What's your uniqueness?
Sure. First and foremost, we're not a one-size-fits-all plan. So most companies out there, everybody's on the same program. Here, we actually test. We do the, like I said, the internal test. We run the DNA test. Everybody's DNA is unique. So there's no way that everybody needs the same kind of weight loss program. Most of our clients need to lose at least 15, 20 pounds. And they also have tried everything. You know, most of the time I hear people, I've tried everything. I lose 2 pounds, gain three, or I lose five. I'm stuck at this plateau. This isn't working. That's not working. And the reason why is because most of our clients have a lot of internal imbalances that need to be corrected. And from what I know, no other weight loss program addresses those issues and then actually pairs it with a DNA test as well to give somebody a fully comprehensive, customizable, no deprivation approach to weight loss. And I think that's another key factor is the no deprivation approach. We really fit it to their lifestyle, the foods they like to eat, the beverages they like to drink, and we teach them how to do this for their entire life.
Yeah, so this is like a service-based business, consulting type of business. You don't really sell products, do you?
We do have a line of nutrients.
Okay,
so
cool.
When we see something that's out of balance, we're going to make recommendations on how to get it back in balance.
Gotcha.
So we do sell, but we do not have meals or shakes or bars or anything like that because, and you can do those if you want to, and we'll analyze them and help you fit it into your weight loss program. We just don't sell those or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes, but it's generally like service-based. And I like service-based companies because generally when you start out, it's free for the most part. So let's talk about that, you guys starting. Did you start out needing a loan? Did you start out needing an investor? Or did you just have this idea and you went from there?
Well, we had the idea, and then we did get a small investment from friends and family that believed in us, knew both my husband's past and my past and our success in business. He's super successful in business, and I was super successful in the weight loss industry. And it was a very, very small investment from friends and family, and from there we grew, you know, to way above our investment. So we did have to take out a little bit of investment and then took it from there.
Cool. So if someone were to start a business, probably the first thing they would need to do is ask their friends or family for an investment. Do you suggest that or no?
I do.
Okay.
Especially if, you know, people believe in you and support you and know your history, right?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people can do bank loans and things like that. Obviously, we didn't take that route. We got enough raised to have to not do that, which was nice. But, you know, whatever fits your fancy and if you have people believing in you, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm willing to believe there's a couple of people out there in that stage of life trying to figure out how they're going to make, you know, money, how they're going to get money, whatever. So I've read that in books. I didn't want to put those words in your mouth, but because it was successful for you, I wanted to point that out for them. So, hey,
final question.
This is a time in the program where I'm opening it up for you to say whatever you want. So go ahead, say whatever's on your mind.
Well, I really, you know, just want to really get it out there that if you have been struggling with your weight, if you've tried everything and not been successful, you're on a plateau, you're at your, you know, wit's end, your weight is affecting your self-esteem, self-confidence, being promoted at work, your relationships, your intimacy, your, anything in your life, you know, this is the best investment you can make. And a lot of times I tell clients, your health is your wealth. You know, you can live in a nice, beautiful house, but if you don't enjoy it because you're thinking about your weight all the time, what does it really matter?
Right.
Or you could drive a nice little sports car, but if you can't fit in the sports car and be comfortable, what does it really matter?
Right.
So the best investment you can make is in yourself and feeling good about yourself, losing your weight, and not to mention saving on future medical bills and medications. I mean, we've got diabetics coming in spending $900 a month in medication.
Right.
It's just crazy, and costs are going up. So, you know, to invest a little bit in yourself for a great future, it's all worth it.
Yeah, and I know for me, like whenever I'm working out and I feel like I'm healthy and I'm on top of my health and everything, like my productivity with business is thriving too.
That's right. Yeah, it kind of carries over to every aspect of your life. So
absolutely.
We always offer a free consultation. I mean, we've got to evaluate you, making sure you're a good fit for us and we're a good fit for you. And once that's evaluated, then we know what weight loss package is going to be best for you, and we present it and give you all the costs up front. There's no hidden fees. We don't do that sort of thing. So it's worth your time. And we can service anybody in the United States also. We're not just a local Dallas business. Everything can be done. I've got clients in Virginia, West Virginia, Houston, California. So kind of everywhere.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for your time. And
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll stay in touch.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.